You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Good evening. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. We have a great show for you tonight. Later on, we're going to be previewing Breakdown, a celebration of Tom Petty, Trey Stone, and co-producer emeritus Glad Girl Shelley are going to be in the house to tell us about that. Up first, a returning guest to the show who is releasing his first solo album, though quite the familiar voice. We are so excited to have Harold Hensley in the studio. His new album is called Midnight Savings Time, and it's being released this Friday on Magnaphone Records from right here in Dayton, Ohio. We're going to tell you how you can celebrate with him and a slew of amazing songwriters from the Miami Valley. But first, Harold, would you play one for us?
Absolutely. This song is called Sweet Miller, and it's off the new record. Driving all night down to old Kentucky, 2 hours in and I'm thinking you. Sky blue eyes, wild strawberry lipstick, one thing in life I wish I could redo. Lazy days on that farm, thought they'd last forever. Love was a fever that couldn't be broke. Time stood still like it does when you're waiting, waiting on winter to take life away. In the dictionary, there's a picture of you next to the definition of tried. You're the queen of Kentucky, and I once called you mine. Now dreaming of you is all that I find. Dreaming of you is all that I find. Beside that red river, Powell County diamond lost in rough. She took it on the chin when she heard it was leaving. 2 hours north, I was calling your bluff. 'Cause we dreamt of the day we'd be planning our wedding. Little white dress in my dead man's coat. Time stood still like it does when you're waiting, waiting on winter to take life away. In the dictionary, there's a picture of you next to the definition of tried and true. You're the queen of Kentucky, and I once called you mine. Now dreaming of you is all that I find. Dreaming of you is all that I find. Dreaming of you is all that I find. Dreaming of you is all that I find.
It's Harold Hensley, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So You've been talking about this album for a little while. Yeah. We've mentioned it a couple of times, like when you've been on for Winterfolk and things like that. Tell me a little bit about the genesis of this. Like, when did you decide, like, okay, I've got songs that don't quite fit with the arms. Like, let's do a solo thing.
I think the actual single from the record Pose. I remember when I wrote that, it was quite a bit different than, you know, I mean, it could have been put in any format probably, but it just seemed different to me. And I was working a third shift job that I didn't really like very much. And so I just, it was a lot of sitting around and like monitoring things. And I got really bored. 12 hours in that little room or in that big room, like it sounded really good in there. So I was just singing all the time and writing. And so most of these songs off the record are from that time of my life, except for Pose, like just songs that I wrote, you know, in the middle of the night. So that's why I called it Midnight Savings Time. But it just seemed like, it seemed like, hey, I've got all these songs building up and I'm working on them, you know, at home, and they don't really fit anywhere else. So I'm just gonna go for it. It's something I've wanted to do for like a long time, you know, just to do a studio record with a bunch of friends and see what happened. But it finally happened. Something caught. So, yeah.
Do you think was the writing process at all any different for these songs than songs that you would be either taking to the band or, you know, working on collaboratively with the other guys in the band?
Yeah. You know, the way that we write with the arms, like I do most of, you know, do all the lyric writing and stuff like that. But Max has a way of doing of like coming up with this banjo riff that doesn't sound like anything else, you know, and it's always a challenge for me to try to, cause I'm not that great of a guitar player. So I'm trying to write something different around that, banjo part, you know? So with this, it was just kind of like, if I mess this up, you know, I can't blame Max, you know,
it's just
me. Yeah. It's all me. So the writing process was quite a bit different. I mean, I've written on my own quite a bit, for a while, but, still not having like someone to be like, what do you think about this? You know, and like, where should we take this to, you know, like, it was fun and kind of frightening at the same time, you know, so it was a good experience, though.
So did you know, as you were starting to formulate these songs, I know you said they kind of didn't, you know, wouldn't have fit with the band. Did you know, like, right away, like, oh, yeah, okay, solo album? Or were you kind of like, I'm going to squirrel these away and see what happens, given kind of that, you know, that intimidation of, hey, it's all you, you know,
right.
Was it a natural inclination to say, let's commit these to tape, or did that take a while?
Well, I would go home, excuse me. I'd go home and I'd like record the demos, and, I would actually, some of these songs, like I would try to run them in different formats. And when I had like a list, I'm like, okay, that's an arm song and that's this. So, I think after writing about three or four that I didn't have anywhere to that I really liked, I'm like, oh, I really like that song, but I don't have any place to put it, you know? So I started saving money. Like, I'm going to do this, you know, like it's time to do it. So.
And yeah. you recorded at Real Love with Patrick Himes.
Yes.
And you have a slew of amazing local players.
Yes.
That you worked with on this album. You know, Patrick, Brian Hoflick, Chip Pritchard, who used to play with Repeating Arms.
Yeah.
David Payne, Casey Abbott, Dan Abbott, Cassie from Cherry Lee and the Hot Rod Hounds, and Kent Montgomery, also from the New Old Fashioned. What was it like to get into the studio and get to play with all of these different folks that I know you've collaborated with in various capacities, but like on your project?
I mean, I gotta say, I had to pinch myself a few times, you know. I mean, that's like a super group, you know what I mean? Like, we've been doing rehearsals for the release show. They're all going to be there. So we're going to recreate what you hear on the record the best, you know, that we can, obviously. But, just at, like at rehearsal, last night we had a rehearsal and I'm just like looking around and I'm like, these are my songs. And, wow, they made them sound real pretty, you know? And it was kind of intimidating to, you know, have such great players. Cause you know, Patrick played guitar on it and you can like hum something to that dude or just like, be like, no, like, cause I'm not very, musical when it comes to like effects and stuff like that, but I can make the music noise with your mouth, like,
yeah,
you know, it's like a universal language.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, is it kind of like this, you know? And so it was like a really great experience to take my little songs that are like three chords in there and be like, you know, what can we do with this, you know? And you've got the human metronome behind you, you know, hopefully just like had to play some of those tunes without a scratch track for me, like, because I can't play with a beep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep. You know, I can't do that. It always messes me up. So he's in there, like, playing these songs blind, and I'm like, how do you do that? You know, like, so it was one of the best musical experiences I've ever had recording, for sure, to date, you know.
What was that like to hear those songs with that full band? Because, you know, I've heard you play solo on this show many times, and when you sent me the first single, I was like, whoa, like, yeah. I hear you, but it's a very different you than I'm used to, right? Just Harold and the guitar, or Harold with the arms. Like, what was that like as a writer and a performer to hear those songs, you know, with that full band and that kind of different sound?
I mean, the way that we, on that track that I sent in on Pose, like, you know, we cut the bass and the drums first and the guitar, or the acoustic guitar. I got to say that when I heard Patrick start, he was like, let me see what I can, you know, come up with. He starts noodling around and he got that, I don't even know what it's called. Like, please don't make fun of me in Radio Land. I don't know what that's called, but like, as soon as he started playing that lead guitar part and it was just like, I was really blown in the creek. It was just like, man, this sounds, totally different than what I had in my head originally, but I love this. Like, mm-hmm. like I scrapped the original thing that I had in my head. And it was just, you know, like I said before, I kept wanting to pinch myself. Like, these are my songs and why do they sound so good? You know? And it just, you know, everybody was so talented that it's like, oh, they're, you know, they're professionals. Like, just, yeah, that's the best answer I can give for that. Like, it just, I still, you know, when I was uploading it for CD Baby the other night, and I'm just like, you know, you have to listen to all the tracks to make, I'm like, man, you know, this is crazy. It was so much fun to do, you know, so much fun to record. Just hang out with your buddies, basically, and let them make your music sound good.
So. Sounds like, you know, like the best of all worlds right there.
Absolutely.
Quality time with wildly talented friends.
Yes.
We're talking to Harold Hensley. His new album is called Midnight Savings Time. It comes out this Friday. We're going to tell you more about how you can celebrate with him and hear the full band version live in person at the El Cab. But first, would you play another one for us?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to play another song that's off the record. This song I wrote at that factory job that I had. I probably shouldn't name any names or anything like that, but... I was thinking about the farm that my parents used to have and that I grew up on. As like every summer, you know, I'd go down there, and the song just like pretty much wrote itself. I guess when you're sleep deprived and it's really late, it's things happen like that. So this is called Songs of Home, and it's on the new record.
Well, the nights are getting cold, and I dream of my Kentucky home. Well, mama's in the kitchen, she's a-cooking from a soul, and daddy's in his chair, he's a-sitting all alone. Well, rewatch it, that old road, and hopes that his boy will come home.
where we sing the songs of home. The place is not forgotten, even when you're dead and gone. Where we sing the songs of home. You can tell summer times are coming by the dead snakes on the road. Snakes on the road.
It's Harold Hensley, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. His new album is called Midnight Savings Time. Comes out this Friday. So having gone through the experience of writing and recording this album and all of this great collaboration, do you think that it has either already or might change the way that you write songs at all in the future, whether for yourself or with the band?
I think that I've already noticed like a change. Like I used to have these spurts of songwriting where I would like, write three or four things like all at one time. It'd be really maddening. You know, it's like, oh man, like I've got to finish this one before I finish it, you know? But I got used to that. And, so I think this, like I already have, my second record, almost completely written, which will be something a little bit more, raw. It'll probably just be me and a guitar. Like mm-hmm. I wanted to do this full band thing because I wasn't, I hadn't been in a rock band in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I want a rock band. I really think it has changed the way that I write because now I have my cell phone is full of ridiculous just me like humming like while I'm driving or whatever and tons of lyrics that that I don't have music for yet necessarily. Like I might have a melody line or whatever. But I just have like a lot of things that I'm working on. Something else that has kind of changed the way that I write. I'm like you mentioned, Cassie. I'm doing this project with her called Biscuits and Gravy, and we've like put together an album of 10 songs. And then you know the Repeating Arms, like already working on songs for the next record. We don't have the new one out yet.
Last one's not out yet.
I know,
wink,
right?
Wink.
I apologize for that, but so it's. It's that challenges me too, the way that I write. Cause like when you're actually, I want to write a duet. Like I'd never done that before. Something that I, you know, knew it was going to be Cassie and I singing. Like, so when you think about all those things, like, oh, well, how could you make it more pleasing for like the harmony part or whatever? I think all of those things together change the way that you write. And it seems like, getting to do this thing, you know, this record has kind of lit a fire somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like trying to, you know, promote the music. Like before it was just like, you know, having a good time and it's great that people like your songs and stuff. But now it's like, you know, I'm writing so many songs. I'm like, I've got to do something with all these, you know, I just can't leave them lying around somewhere. So I probably rambled off the topic.
I think it's so interesting. I'm seeing that. I've seen that with a lot of artists, especially artists who have branched off from like one project and are doing several. It becomes the routine of it, or like having so many projects to answer to. It seems to become like this thing. I know a lot of novelists, and you know, they so often they say like you get to this point where you have to force yourself. Like, I'm a writer, I write. So you spend time, like whether it's every day or every week, like whatever your schedule allows. Right. And you say like, I'm going to sit down and write. And whether that's a chapter or just a couple of sentences, like it becomes like, not to say it's like a job, but it is like there's focus time, you know, and it might not always be for the same project or whatever, but like there's time devoted to it, not just like these random unpredictable spurts of inspiration, which can be great, but also like, man, when there's a dry spell,
oh.
You know?
Yeah, like that's the most horrible feeling in the world. Like when you hit like the wall.
Yeah.
So with that being said, like I think that's kind of why I have so many things going on because, you know, I don't think I can ever get caught up at this point. So that's a good thing. You know, it's like I always have something to be creative with. But when you have spurts like that, the in-between time is it's really scary. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I might not ever write another song, or have another original thought. Like, what are you going to do? It's scary.
Get super existentially spirally about that. Like,
it can take you out there somewhere.
Yeah,
you
know? But yeah, it's like when you have other projects, it can be like, okay, I don't have something for this right now, so maybe I'm going to shift and like work on this other thing for a minute. That's certainly got to help, like with the not just being like, well, it's done.
Yeah.
It's all over.
And I love that. Like that's something I love being like staying busy, you know? Especially with music. Like if you can make it feel like I don't want to call it a job, but if you can make it feel like a job and you're progressing and moving forward with it, like, you know, do what you love is what they say, like make a career out of something that you love. So I like to look at it like that. You know, I start in the morning with my coffee and I'm like, okay, I just start working on either sending out emails or working on lyrics, like until I have to go make money somewhere, you know?
Right.
It's really good right now. Hopefully it stays like that. Hopefully I stay busy upstairs.
Yeah. So would that we all, you know.
Right, yes.
We're talking to Harold Hensley. His new album is called Midnight Savings Time. It's coming out Friday on Magnaphone Records CD and vinyl, and all the digital spots as well. And you can celebrate with Harold at the show. It's at the Yellow Cab Friday night, and you're going to be joined by, like...
Man.
You want to talk all-star group right there. You have like some of the most amazing songwriters that are going to be joining you on stage, in addition to like the whole band.
I have to get the list out.
Yeah.
It's like
quite
crazy.
The list.
I know Paige, if Paige is listening, she's probably going to laugh at this, but like I told her, I'm like, I swear I'm not ripping you off. Like, because her release show is kind of set up the same way, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I've had this like kind of idea for a while, but we're going to do two songwriter in the rounds to kick it off. John DeBuck, Todd Widener, Amber Hargett, Charles Hartman, Kylene Downs, Charlie Jackson, Tim Pritchard. You know, like that's – if we can get all of those people to like play together that night, that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if we can just, you know. So it'll be the two songwriter rounds or whatever, and then I'm going to do a solo set of a bunch of new stuff that people haven't heard yet.
Oh, cool.
And then to end the whole thing, we'll do the, we're going to do the record with the band that was on the record. Like it's, I mean, it's like a dream or something. I hope you guys don't pinch me. I keep saying, you know, I'm going to pinch myself.
Band.
But yeah. We were joking last night, they started calling themselves the Midnight Savings Time Band, and I'm like, that's got a ring to it.
It does.
You know? Like,
it does.
We should keep that.
It's got like a very like 70s like Big Star esque kind of a feel
sure.
to it.
Yes. And we all kind of looked kind of 70s last night, to be honest. Like we're just hanging out and playing sweaty music. It was great. Yes.
That's happening Friday night at the Yellow Cab, and we've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. It's the album release party for Midnight Savings Time. It's going to be Harold playing solo, Harold with the whole all-star band that you can hear on the album, as well as a slew of all of our favorite local songwriters. It's going to be quite the night, and info on how to go is at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And what's next for you after this? We're looking ahead to a new year. Any exciting plans in the works?
Yes. I'd been working on a tour that was going to take place this fall, like right after the release show. And as any musician out there knows, when you try to plan something around your record, it's not going to happen. Like, things just get moved around, you know. So I've got some dates in the spring in New England. We're going to do a New England run. My mom's actually going on tour with me for that. She's never been up that way. So, and then I have a big run that that will go out towards California. I've never been to California, so that's my next big goal. So I have a few dates sprinkled across the country right now, and I'm just trying to fill in all the spots. But that'll be like in May.
Cool.
And then I'm hoping through the winter to maybe start on my next record.
That's
just
awesome.
Just to have it like in the have it on the I don't know what you call that, like ready to go. I guess I was about to say back burner, but that's not right if you're working on it. But.
I think that then becomes the front burner.
Right, the front burner, yeah. You know, like that way I just don't – not that I felt rushed with this record. Like, I really got to take my time and, you know, we recorded it to tape. So that's a whole other monster within itself, you know. So not that I felt rushed, but I want to be able to take as much time as possible and really fill the songs out and stuff like that. So that's what it's looking like so far.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, and you know, winter, I have started saying like winter is like hibernation recording time. You know, Ohio winters are the best time. Like,
absolutely.
What are you going to do? You're going to go in the studio and like make great music.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's what I was doing last winter, was working on this record. So the only thing that's bad about that is being a vocalist, like, you know, the weather and flu season. So you have to take your vitamin C, kids. You have to take that for sure.
We've got Harold Hensley in the house. His new album is Midnight Savings Time. It's coming out Friday. You can get your hands on it physically on CD or vinyl, or digital on all the digital spaces. Magnaphone Records from right here in the Miami Valley is putting that one out. And we've got all the details on the album and how to go to the release show Friday night at the Yellow Cab at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. But before we send him off to the internet, what do you think? You want to do another live one for us?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to play a brand new song, if that's all right for you.
Absolutely.
With you. This one is going to be on that record I was talking about that I'm going to record this winter. It's called One Too Many Times. Hot stuff for attention. I'll be on the fences. Still burns like embers. It's left me defenseless. One too many times. One too many times. Eyes that see right through me. You always thought you knew me. You were the horse that threw me. One too many times. One too many times. If I could open my head and let you in, would you judge the shape I'm in? Could we smile and still be friends? Or would we start this thing over again? One too many times. Far too many times. One too many times. Far too many times. You're the only one that sees it. You were a conjugal visit to this life like a prison, lacking voice of reason. One too many times. Far too many times.
One too many times, far too many times.
Harold Hensley, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. See, now I'm like ready. I'm like, okay, you got to get the second one out because that was awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to give you a date because I just know that that's the wrong thing to do when you're on the show. I've learned that lesson the hard way. So
say 2019-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ish.
Approximately 2019
yes.
for the new one.
Give me some wiggle room, right?
There you go. There you go. Well, in the meantime, get your hands on Midnight Savings Time. It's coming out Friday on Magnaphone Records, CD, vinyl, and digital release. And you can celebrate with Harold and get the album right there in person. Have this guy hand it to you Friday night at the Yellow Cab. It's going to be an awesome show. Harold's going to be playing with the full band that's on the album, as well as solo. And he's going to be joined by some amazing songwriters, John DeBuck, Todd Widener, Tim Pritchard, Kylene Downs, Amber Hargett. And did I forget anybody there?
Charlie Jackson.
And Charlie Jackson, who I'm going to play next. So that is perfect. Harold, it is such a pleasure.
Thank you so much
always.
For having me. I always have a great time.
And congratulations on this awesome release.
Thank you so much.
Check out Harold Hensley's new album. It's called Midnight Savings Time. Comes out Friday, and you can celebrate at the Yellow Cab Friday night. He's going to be joined on stage by some awesome folks, and all the details are at facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Here's just one of the performers that you can see on stage with Harold. This is Charlie Jackson with his band, the Heartland Railway.